Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
While most of us would swim like the clappers if we saw a shark coming towards us in the water, my next guest has made a career of swimming towards them. Eli Martinez is a professional shark diver and he joins me now. Eli, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys out there?
I'm good. You're just glad to be out of the water, I imagine, are you?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, I get my gills dry out if I stay away too long.
How on earth does a man become a professional shark diver?
I'm not really sure how it happened. You know, you're doing one thing and you wake up the next day and you're doing this. I fell in love with the animals and it was kind of a hobby that the more and more I did it, I just decided this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. And I found a way to make it a living and I've been doing it now for, 14 years.
Wow. Find something you love and you'll never work again, they always say.
Basically, that's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, find something you love and you could be eaten by it, though, is also a possible phrase.
There's definitely a lot of respect that goes on, that's for sure.
Yeah, were you never afraid? I mean, when you saw you at the first one coming towards you, because they are fearful looking. They have a quality about them. Were you not afraid to begin with?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what got me hooked on the animals to begin with, was the fact that, I just got into scuba diving. I'm dropping down and I see a shark, and it was that first shark that I saw that, I mean, it scared me and excited me. And there was two things running through my mind. One was to get back to the boat, and the second one was wanting to follow it. So I followed the second one, thankfully, and I started swimming after him, and he ran away or swam away. And it was leaving the boat that day that kind of sparked all these questions in my mind, because, I thought, that if I was in the water with a shark, the first thing he was going to do was attack me. He was going to try to eat me. And it was quite the opposite. He ran away or swam away and wanted nothing to do with me. So, I mean, it was then that I just started asking all these questions and wanted to spend more time with sharks after that.
Okay. And when you start asking the questions, are people giving you advice on how to avoid being attacked by them? I mean, is it not like one of those things where maybe like a horse, don't stand behind the horse, for instance, if you want to live to a ripe old age? With sharks, are there those rules of don't approach them too quickly? Or, is there a way of behaving around them?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, when I first started, I mean, there were people diving with them, but there wasn't a ton of information on what to do, especially with some of the bigger sharks like tigers and great whites. I mean, there was still a lot of taboos surrounding these animals when I first started diving. It was still, it was impossible to dive with tiger sharks outside the cage, because only very few people could do it. And so, a lot of these stories were still around during that time. So, I mean, some of this stuff, we kind of had to make up as we went, diving with different species of sharks, learning the rules, learning about behaviors, learning what not to do and what to do. There was some species of sharks like reef sharks that there was plenty of history with, and you could learn a lot from those kind of people. But then there was other sharks that there just was nothing.
And what do you do? Is it stay still? Don't approach them, don't frighten them. What kind of helps you survive?
It just depends. I mean, you have different circumstances. So, I mean, most of the people that get in trouble with sharks normally don't see that the shark is there. So that's a really difficult thing to try to give advice to, because you just don't know the animal's there by the time they get in trouble or there's an accident that happens. The people that do see sharks, however, you can protect yourself. You can prevent sharks from, especially a curious shark that wants to come up to you. There's ways of interacting with them, as far as being able to push the shark away, move it away from you. For the most part, sharks, like tiger sharks or great whites or bull sharks, which are the three most those are the three sharks that probably have more accidents with humans than any other species in the world. Those three sharks, want nothing to do with people. The only reason we get to see them or work with them or dive with them is because we use chum and bait to attract them in.
Okay.
Other than that, these sharks would want nothing to do with us, and we probably would never see one in, you know, while we're swimming around in an ocean.
Okay. Have they ever attacked you, or has any of them ever tried to bite you or anything like that?
No, well, I mean, I because I work with sharks, I feed sharks, I've been bit a couple of times, but, you know, nothing, it was all superficial, and with lemon sharks and reef sharks, but I made a mistake when I was, you know, I'd hang on to the bait too long, or I just did something foolish. I mean, it's just like, to me, it's like somebody who works with dogs, you know, eventually right. You're going to get bit by one of these guys. So yeah, you know, not, you know, I've had a couple of accidents, nothing serious at all, but
okay.
You know, it does happen.
All right. Nothing that's going to stop you. That's for sure.
No, absolutely not.
Are they playful? Can you play with them?
Well, it's a different kind. I mean, with sharks, their behavior, learning about their behavior, it's such a brand new thing. So, you know, whether sharks have different personalities, it's kind of been the basis of my work for many years. I do have some sharks that enjoy interaction, like lemon sharks. Lemon sharks are extremely social. I think they're probably one of the more intelligent of the shark species. And, you know, I'll have some that lay down in front of me so I can give them back scratches. I have a couple of different sharks that they love the feel of my glove in their hands, so they'll come up to me and they'll just rub their face in my hand and over again, and they'll just swim around and they'll do that repeatedly just to because they enjoy the sensation of it.
Right.
So I mean, I guess it's a form of play.
And in terms of you're observing them, you think in terms of communication that there could be a little bit of telepathy going on with them.
Absolutely. That's the way they communicate, because, you know, obviously they don't make any sounds, and the one thing that baffled me for years is how do they share information, and they do that by rubbing up against each other, and it's like if they're downloading information from one another to find out what they're feeling, what they've learned. You know, there's some studies that were done over in Bimini, Bahamas, with lemon sharks, that they put these juvenile lemon sharks through a maze, and the lemon sharks learned. Then they put those lemon sharks in a pen with other lemons that had not done the experience or the experiment of that maze, and they put those lemon sharks in the maze, and the lemon sharks that had never done it before knew exactly where to go and what to do.
Wow.
Because the lemon sharks previous had downloaded or had shared that information with them, which is really exciting.
Wow, my God. A thing about them, you say, too, is that they're kind of like the last great unknown. The one animal that we can't control. It's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because everything else has been caged and alligators are being bred like chickens, you know, bears, they've taught them to ride bicycles, lions are in zoos all over the world, and great whites, and, you know, which is the last true master of the ocean, cannot be caged. You can't put them in an aquarium because it'll die. So, I mean, they're the last true great wild predators left in our planet.
Which of them are your favorites, or which of them has absolutely taken your breath away?
I'd have to say the tigers and the lemon sharks are both my favorite. I spent more time in the water with these guys than any other animal. I've done over 1,000 tiger shark dives and, you know, have gotten to learn a lot of really interesting behaviors. I've seen things that just still blows my mind, you know. I'd have to say those guys are my favorites.
Right. I have to ask you an uncomfortable question. Have you ever eaten shark?
No, never have. No, never have. Thankfully, you know, now that's something I can go to the grave and say, no, I didn't do it.
Right, it's a two-way street. You won't eat them, they won't eat you.
Yeah, kind of, I guess, symbiotic relationship there.
Right, well, continued success with the sharks. I hope to never see a news report where your name and a shark crops up in an unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah, I hope so as well. You know, I mean, that's the one thing I hope, you know, that it keeps me awake at night just thinking, you know, you don't want to violate. Because that's what, you know, a lot of people are waiting for. They're waiting for that accident to happen, and you just hope that never happens to prove them wrong.
Yeah, they're badly cast in Jaws too, aren't they? That's set back their PR campaign hugely.
They, They truly are. I mean, that's the one thing that's the first thing I learned when I wanted to learn more about them, is that everything I thought I knew about them was wrong. And they're truly cast in a terrible light, and they help sell newspapers and so people are fascinated with them.
Of course they are. Eli, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Okay, bye.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.